Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Strike Season Podcast. Lot going on. It's media day. Where they go, Marlo?
Marlo!
I'm at the field.
So I'm just going to get a couple things out of the way. I'm going to make some people mad at me, but it's all right. It's going to be a good mad. Everybody has had their take today on this whole band of the year competition thing. That is fine. Everybody has a right to have their opinion on the competition. My only question is, if the prize money was $500,000 to $3 million, as opposed to, I think, $75,000, what I saw, if that is the difference between the prize money, are we having this conversation?
Nope.
That's all I ask. Because I'm about to reveal some stuff about myself. From the time that I was in ninth grade to my junior year, I competed in band competitions. My freshman year of high school, we went undefeated until the last competition of the year. So I know that there's competition in band. I was in drum and bugle corps. I know a lot of band heads in the HBCU world don't like me, but that's a competition. And it's a competition of different styles, of different like makeups. I told y'all before, you could get the makeup of the Cavaliers, who don't have women in their corps, to they're no longer in existence, but VK, who VK is the closest thing to, or was the closest thing to HBCU drum and bugle corps that there was. They didn't have no rules. They might come out there one night. It just depends. So, it's a lot of questions. I would prefer to say, hey,
what's going on.
Again, that's just me. I don't know how you feel about it.
I mean, I kind of told you how I feel before the show. I think it's kind of callous to say that. Oh, it's not callous. Art, music is an art form. I absolutely believe that HBCU bands and how we perform should be protected, right? But at the same time, art is competitive. You have media artists, right? When you look, you think about the Van Goghs and the Warhols and the Basquiat's, they all had nemesis. They all had other artists that they hated. And other artists also hated them because that is competition. So you will never be able to take the competition out of any form of art. Regardless of what that art form or what that art expression is. So to say, hey, I'm not doing this because of XYZ and HBCU bands are art form that should be protected. It's not a competition. That you just scream, so I lose it. I didn't win. I didn't get picked. So I'm gonna take my trumpet and go home because I don't want to be part of your raggedy band anyway. You don't know what you're doing.
And I understand if you don't like how the competition is being judged. I think the time to say, hey, what about these criteria was early on in the process or even in the off season. Say, hey, last year's criteria is kind of antiquated. we should do this.
So yeah, like raise your hand and say, hey, I think this might be unbalanced, right? Because I said it here last week, band directors are experts in their field to an extent. If you have a PhD in music and music theory, nobody can really tell you you're wrong. So if your field of expertise is band and marching band, and you see people inviting you to something or trying to pull you in on something, that's when you use your expertise to say, whoa, 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 whoa. I see what you're doing, but think about it this way.
There's a lot of egos in band.
It is?
Like when I say some of these band directors think they are above it all, and then it does a disservice to the kids, because the kids could be like, well, this could get us on the map. This could do this. The band director said, if it don't fit in my shoebox, I ain't gonna wear it.
They ain't gonna do it.
And that's what they do. And it's kind of crazy. Yeah.
I'm gonna move on, because the conversation should probably be, you need to get it.